Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number two of our radio program. It's all about the America's Game of the Week. Big game on Fox. I was actually at the game. That's how big a game it was. Tom Brady, the reigning Super Bowl champions, the Buccaneers, taking it on the chin in L.A. And does this game say more about the Rams or the Buccaneers? We discuss that and more right now on hour number two.
The Super Bowl champions of football, the reigning champions, ramshackled on a Sunday. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we go miles and miles, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from behind the wheel, driving in the fast lane, the Fox Sports Radio studios in the North Woods. And so we are back at it again here. And don't bury the lead, my man. All right, we're not going to bury the lead. We will not bury the lead. It is football, 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 and the game of the day in the NFL, NFC superpowers. Was it a preview of an NFC title game to be played at a later date? The Buccaneers and the LA Rams in America's Game of the Week. Joe Buck was there. Troy Aikman was in the house. My comedy hero, Larry David, was there. Who else did we have? Mike Tyson? Iron Mike? All these people hanging out in luxury boxes. Ben Affleck, he was there. He was in BFF with Brady. LeBron James, Draymond Green, Dr. Dre, and a bunch of other celebrities. I don't know who they are. Heck, I was even there. I was in attendance. So if you didn't watch the game, well, you didn't actually miss much. This was a lopsided game. Matthew Stafford coming out throwing lasers. He had 343 yards and four touchdowns as he outduels Tom Brady. And the Rams never trailed. They get a 34-24 win, easy peasy, over the Buccaneers. The loss snapping the reigning Super Bowl champion Buccaneers, 10-game regular season and playoffs winning streak. It is all over. Finito. Done for the Buccaneers. So let us discuss the question, does this game say more about the Rams' dominance or the Bucs stumbling and bumbling? And the answer is actually, surprisingly, L.A. This is on the L.A. side of the equation. Now, my observations, you've got mojo, middle ages, and double trouble. And we will lock all of these things together. Make the Baba Ganoush! We're going to make the Baba Ganoush. Now, number one. So Matthew Stafford had a reputation that had preceded him from Detroit as being a fraud against elite competition. You might have seen a statistic that has bounced around the interweb that pointed out that Stafford, since the year 2000, has the worst record of any quarterback against teams that have a winning record. Of course, that has more to do with the Lions than it does Stafford. That was my hypothesis, and at least so far, so good. Matthew Stafford, who was very good at producing stats in garbage time with the Lions, and some of my buddies. Now, just to give you an idea here of what I was dealing with. Some of my buddies from Michigan were texting me. I was at the game. I don't know how many times I have to say that, but I was at the game fine. So people knew I was at the game. And so I was getting some text messages at the very beginning of the game because Matthew Stafford came out and it seemed like he needed his diaper changed. It was like, hey, I warned you, told you, he's playing a better team. That's the real Matthew Stafford. It was that kind of vibe. This is after Stafford. I think he was 1 out of 5 or 1 out of 6 to start the game passing. Throws were sailing high, low, bouncing off receivers' hands. Completely off the mark. And then Matthew Stafford, I don't know what happened. He had an epiphany. He had a eureka moment. The training wheels came off. He let it rip, and he was footloose and fancy free. Put on a passing clinic. It's like he was back in high school or back in college. A virtuoso performance by Matthew Stafford. And this game, while it's still early in the year and there's a lot of football to be played, I am already calling this what it is. That Ram win over the Buccaneers for Matthew Stafford, that was his mojo moment, his first mojo moment. That's a celebratory situation, outperforming the GOAT. Now, we always go to the bad play chart. We do the arithmetic when we try to figure out these things. Right? When you look at a quarterback battle, what you do is you say, who had the fewer bad plays? Typically, not always, but typically the quarterback that makes the fewer bad plays, their team wins the game. And so if you do the back of the napkin math, you add up the interceptions, incompletions, sacks, and fumbles. Those are all negative plays. Matthew Stafford finished the game with 12 negative plays. Many of them coming very early, as we mentioned. A lot of misfires early in the game. Tom Brady had 18. So that's a +6 advantage for Matthew Stafford. As far as fewer than Tom Brady. Brady had the 6 more. And Brady wasn't horrible. But the Bucs, they never led the game. They were never in control of the game. You can't be in control of the game if you don't have the lead. And having watched Brady play up close, I've seen him play on television a bunch, it's just something missing there. Something was not connecting with Tom Brady, whether it was a rhythm or whatever. He just wasn't what I expected. Now, secondly, this was more of a statement situation by the LA Rams. Not only Matthew Stafford, but also the stars of the game, the Ram defense. Now, Aaron Donald gets all the love. Every broadcaster, Joe Buck, Aikman, all these guys, slobber, 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 all over Aaron Donald. He's the headliner. He's a Hall of Famer, blah, 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 blah. But he had a lot of help from his friends. The Ram defense. They were not playing patty cake out there. It was Middle Ages. The battering ram, which goes back to the Middle Ages there, that was a battering ram performance. It goes all the way back to ancient times there to break open those masonry walls and all that. And they had a gaggle of bone-crushing hits in this game, including Rob Gronkowski. And I'm sitting in a booth covered in glass, and I could hear the shot to the ribs that Gronkowski took in the third quarter. It ricocheted all over SoFi Stadium. And Gronk They said the x-rays were negative. Even if they weren't negative, is there any way Gronk doesn't play against the Patriots on the next Sunday night game? Come on. But the Rams were swarming on defense, which is anybody that's ever played defense, whether it's Pop Warner or high school or wherever, or just played Madden, that's good defense. Swarm to the ball. The Rams are doing that. And if you're a box score reader, then you would say, well, wait a minute. The Rams' defense wasn't that good. Tampa Bay had 446 yards and 27 first downs. You would be wrong. You would be wrong. Tampa enhanced those numbers when the game was lopsided. Rams were leading 31-14 late third quarter. A lot of sanitation time in this game. Now, the final point, while the Rams, Matthew Stafford, starring in this game, and the Rams defense getting the job done, the story on the Bucs side, the better story in the losing locker room here, Bruce Arians and the Bucs, more glitches. And they got away with it last year, and they won the Super Bowl, but this is another sloppy performance by this Bucs team. And it might not matter in the end, but you're making it harder on yourself. A lot of mistakes all over the place. Tampa coming into this game was 31st in penalties per game. And they tacked on another 7 penalties. That was only for 41 yards, but the bad timing on this. And you look at the Bucs, and I had this epiphany when I was watching this. I said, you got double trouble here. Because you talk about that defensive backfield, ulcer-inducing. The Buccaneer defensive backfield, the secondary played like they were blindfolded out there. DeSean Jackson gets out in front. Several Ram players were wide open, no one within yards of them. Scouting report, especially on DeSean Jackson, I'm pretty confident they said, hey, this guy, keep him in front of you and all that. And I mean, he got behind everybody. The safety, no one was ahead of Jackson for the Buccaneers defense, and he made a mad dash. He ran like a gazelle past the Keystone Cop defenders there for Tampa Bay. And then the other thing is you had this anemic running attack for the Buccaneers. And this is, again, an issue. It's like, well, it doesn't matter. You don't have to run the football. And that's true to a point. But the Buccaneers, who have guys that are one, Leonard Fournette, who was a top draft pick. But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tom Brady had 14 yards rushing, and he was the leading rusher. Ronald Jones had 11. Leonard Fournette had 8. Now, listen, some credit to the Rams' defense. And the Rams do have a better defense than most. We'll see how good they end up at the end of the year. But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers ran the ball 13 times, and they had 35 yards. 13 times for 35 yards. They averaged 2.7 yards per carry. Now the Rams, they didn't have much of a running game, but compared side-by-side, Sony Michel was a cheat code compared to the Buccaneer running game. He had a couple of decent runs there in the second half, and the Rams shut her down on offense and just decided to go with the running game. They stopped. They called off the dogs with the passing game, and they could have scored even more than that. They could have ended up easily in the mid-40s, could have scored another 10 points, but they called off when they went up by 17. They wound it down a wee bit. All right, let's hear from some of the key participants in this one. Sean McVay, fired up. Now, did you see when DeSean, if you're watching this game, DeSean Jackson scores the touchdown. He runs into that little tunnel, and Sean McVay was like the first guy sprinting over there to hug and embrace and canoodle his receiver. But McVay was loving it. He loved the arena, the stadium, the crowd, the whole thing.
The fans were awesome today, too. I mean, what an electric atmosphere. The two times that we've been here against the Bears and now today, it was rocking, and it was awesome to be able to see our guys put on a good show for the fans.
Yeah, that's kind of a generic sound, but I was expecting more. It was rocking. You could say that about any stadium, though. Other than like maybe Jacksonville, is there a stadium that doesn't really rock? The public address, I was getting complaints from some of the people from Tampa that the public address system at SoFi Stadium was slightly too loud. But I'm just old people complaining. Here's Sean McVay, who is about to butter the biscuits of Matthew Stafford. His quarterback, as Warner Wolf would say, let's go to the audio tape.
Matthew Stafford's leadership was outstanding today. He made some really incredible plays, especially third down. I thought he was outstanding on third down.
Outstanding. So good. Yeah. The Rams were good. They were 67% efficiency on third down And so that's it. The Rams are 3-0, and there'll be a matchup for first place. They got little alligator arms Murray and the Cardinals, who were trailing late third quarter against Jacksonville. Woo! Man, got lucky. Jacksonville realized they might win a game, and they started, whoa, Trevor Lawrence, pick six! And gave that game back to Arizona after having a pretty good lead for about 70% of the game, 65-70% of the game. Jacksonville was in the lead in that game. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. We'll take a bunch of your calls at 877-99 on Fox. If you have something to say, 877-996-6369. Straight ahead, though, a never-before-told story. You're going to hear it. It's story time on the radio about how I had a role in saving an NFL broadcast from getting on the air when it was supposed to get on the air. No one else has this content. Nobody else has this. Wait till you hear what I did. It's going to blow you away. You're going to be shocked. You're going to be like, I can't believe you did that, man. That's stunning. It's so unlike you. I'll explain. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We are always looking to proliferate the Maller Militia, help our grassroots movement add new listeners to the Ben Maller Show, support our noble efforts by posting comments about the show on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and all other social media. You have the power to influence others to join the cult of the Ben Maller Show. And now live in the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Robin Vegas writes in, he's an ex-Michigander. He says, Matthew Stafford plus the 2021 NFL MVP equals collision course. F. Altuve. Your sports source writes in, says, I heard you were at the game with Kawhi and Paul George. I knew all the work would pay off. Big time Maller should be added to the list of nicknames. There you go. He says, are you retiring the fill-in of the year, Benny, on the name of Jonas Knox? Well, Jonas is a big morning guy now, but we still have people fill in. Fair to say Jonas will not be filling in for me at any point. The Russian Kid writes
this effing guy.
He says, a statement victory for the Rams sounds like the overrated statement for September football. There you go. The Russian Kid, that was a great win. I know you're a little nervous right now. All you guys love to bust my balls about my teams, and you like to see my teams go up in flames. And you're very concerned right now that this is legit, that this is going to have staying power. And the Buccaneers motoring along there, they were a traveling juggernaut. And right there, take it right in the chin, right on the old chin. Alf, the alien opiner, says that Ram win was very impressive, but who in the hell saw this coming? He points out, and then he sends a gambling slip from DraftKings bragging about how Alf knew that was going to happen. And Justin also wants to remind everyone that he has a wager on Matthew Stafford winning the MVP award. So he made that a while back. He's excited about that. Fire Lake DJ from Michigan writes in. He says, as a Detroit Lion fan, I have watched every Matthew Stafford game since his inception. Ben, you're setting yourself up to get your heart broken. Signed, Fire Lake DJ. Yeah.
What did Alf the Alien Opiner post?
He posted that the Rams win was very impressive, but who the hell saw this coming?
Well, the screenshot you said.
I don't know. It seems like a gambling thing. Or was he? Did he win the fantasy
league?
He did. Is that what that was? Oh, I thought it was a gambling slip.
No, he won the week three of the Maller Militia contest.
Are you Alf the Alien Opiner won? Really?
Yep.
Yeah. I didn't. I just assumed it was a gambling slip that he. I didn't even click on it. But well, good for you, Alf. Way to go.
$101.
Just for playing fantasy football.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. All right. Good for you. And we love our friends at DraftKings, and we'll have a live read. I'd like to alert all the affiliates down the line. A live read for DraftKings will be coming down in hour number three. So next hour. Very exciting. You want a story? I got story time. You want to hear a story? This is a great story. It's a great story. Eddie, you ready for a story? Eddie, I know you're a little out of it because you watch football all day, but you want to hear a good story?
Sure. If it's a good story.
All right. You can rate the story, okay?
All right.
So I'm wandering around SoFi Stadium doing my thing. Right? I'd never been there before. Kind of get the lay of the land, as I said, and I had access to places that most people can't go. So I wanted to take advantage of that. And I was wandering around. And so anyway, I made my way down to the field. And I got to stand there on the Buccaneers sidelines. And they limited you like in a cage or like in this roped off area, whatever. For some reason, this douche security guy there was a complete a-hole. But anyway, so we stood there for a little bit, and then my friend, our former colleague, TJ Reeves, who worked here at Fox Sports Radio, is part of the Fox Sports Radio Alumni Association, TJ in L.A., part of the Buccaneer traveling party, and we were going to catch up. I had not seen TJ in a while, and so I was like, hey, what's going on, TJ, whatever. So he's like, hey, we had a time to meet at a certain location in the press box. So I was going to meet TJ. So I left where I was, and I made my way through the bowels of SoFi Stadium before the Bucs-Rams game. So I get to the elevator, and I'm going up the elevator. And keep in mind, TJ Reeves, the Bucs sideline guy, texts me saying there's a bit of a situation going on with the broadcast, and I don't know what's going on. So anyway, I'm in the elevator, and there's this older gentleman in front of me. he's probably in his 70s, and he's trying to find the Buccaneer broadcast booth. And he's asking the elevator attendant, he's, where's the Buccaneer broadcast booth? Well, this is where I'm going. And then it struck me, I recognize that voice. Wait a minute. That's Gene Deckerhoff, the voice of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He sounds exactly the same as he does when he's on the radio. And so I did something that's very out of character for me. I'm an introvert. I don't talk to anyone. I don't know. I don't. Even people I know, I don't talk. So I'm in the elevator, and we get out of the elevator, and Gene happened to get off at the place I'm getting, the floor I got off on. And I said, hey, you're Gene Deckerhoff. Yeah, I recognize your voice. I had interviewed him a while back on Fox Sports Radio, so I introduced myself, and he was less than impressed. But then I said, hey, I heard you're trying to get to the Bucks radio booth. And he said, yeah, I don't know where it is. I've been walking around here for an hour. I guess he had just flown in. He did the Florida State-Louisville game, and Gene was trying to find the booth. So I happened to be going there, and this is like something I knew because TJ had given me directions. So I said, hey, I know where to go. So then I immediately called TJ because the Bucks, this is like a half an hour before the game, the play-by-play guy for the Buccaneers hadn't even gotten to the booth yet. He was completely lost at SoFi Stadium. And so anyway, I called TJ up, and we led him down, Gene, to the broadcast booth. And the broadcast went on the air as scheduled. So I had a small role, Eddie Garcia, in saving the Tampa Bay Bucks radio broadcast. Who knows what would have happened if Gene had not made it to that broadcast booth without my assistance. He would still be walking around SoFi Stadium trying to find where he needs to be.
Sounds to me like you may have ruined the play-by-play opportunity of TJ Reeves. Who
I was thinking that. I was like, what if he hadn't made it? What if Gene hadn't made it?
Yeah.
What would have happened?
Do we know who gave Gene the directions?
Thanks a lot, Keller.
No. I think the original directions is what Cooper.
Yeah.
The original
direction.
Take
a left at the bathroom.
But there was.
Is Gene an older gentleman?
Yes. Okay. And he doesn't move very well. God love him, though, Gene. I mean, the guy's a legend, Eddie. He's been doing Florida State games forever. And I remember when I was doing at the news desk, we'd play. That was back when Florida State had really good teams, and Gene Deckerhoff, that booming voice. And he's just, do we have any Gene Deckerhoff play-by-play in there?
We do.
We got to find something. We got to give this man a proper piece of respect here, because this guy's one of the legends. I love broadcasters, legendary broadcasters, and Gene's a local radio guy, but he's great. And he's got to be in his, it's hard to tell. I'm really bad at ages, but he's got to be in his early to mid 70s. And the guy's doing a college football game on Saturday, flying across the country to LA. He gets there, and a couple hours before the game, he gets lost at the stadium. And he's going for it. He's still busting his ass in his 70s. Good for him. Way to go. He's got that big booming voice when the Buccaneers score a touchdown. He's got the big pipes and all that. So.
I used to be so upset at guys like him when I was wanted to be a play-by-play announcer.
Yeah.
I'll be like, hey man, how about picking one job? Let some of us younger guys get a shot at doing one of these jobs. Here you go. How about this?
Here's the snap, and Brady at 6'5" goes over the top. Did he get a touchdown? It is a touchdown, Tampa Bay. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. The officials had to come all the way up to the scrum, separate the bodies, and there was 6'5" tall Tom Brady going over the top for his 26th career touchdown run.
Yeah,
scrum.
Some extended Gene Deckerhoff.
Yeah, he's got
touchdown, Tom Brady.
Hey, where's the Bucks broadcast booth? He did the whole thing on the elevator operator, and my buddy
and the elevator operator is like, huh?
No, yeah, the guy had no idea who he was. Had no idea. It's like, whatever. He pointed him some direction and said, get out of here. Then walk, turn right and go down. My buddy, Sports with Coleman, we cannot wish him a happy birthday, by the way, Eddie, because we're not a morning zoo show, so we will not wish him a happy birthday. But he did say that he spent some time. He's in Baltimore, but he spent some time.
Happy birthday.
And he said, Sports with Coleman, Gene Deckerhoff's, his license plate, he's got vanity license plates that say The Voice. And so Sports with Coleman said he parked next to him one time, and his license plate says The Voice. Yeah, so there you go. Do you support the the license plate, the vanity license plate. I don't know.
I mean, if it's clever, I think it's okay.
Yeah. Justin in Cincinnati says, your story would have been better if you were in the elevator with Ray Rice. No, my Gene Deckerhoff story.
Oh, jeez. So
Justin's a douche. You know that. Come on. I mean, you know that. He's just an a-hole. He's a card-carrying a-hole. All right, it's Ben Maller's show on Fox. I promise. I said we'll take some phone calls. We will take some phone calls. I just had to tell my Gene Deckerhoff story. I was very excited. Somebody I've listened to, not that I live in Florida at any point, but working here at Fox Sports Radio and playing Gene Deckerhoff highlights over the years and just randomly hearing his voice. I'm like, wait a minute, I recognize that voice.
I'd be sympathetic about the idea of younger guys getting a shot at play-by-play if they ever had a voice like Gene Deckerhoff. I don't know anyone else who has a voice like that.
How do you get a voice like that? You think very carefully. A lot?
Cigarettes, yeah.
Cigarettes, 10 a.m. cocktails. Yeah.
Coffee.
You got to work at that. That's
there are like, aspiring play-by-play guys that just don't have the voice and they don't even like smoking, but they just do packs a day to get that?
I think that should be the advice you give to anyone aspiring to play-by-play. You lower your voice no matter what you got to do.
Hold on a second. Matt, the Warrior Raider Ace fan, says, according to the internet, Gene Deckerhoff is 76 years old. How about that?
Wow.
Man. He was flustered, too. He was trying to find it. I felt bad for him. But anyway, he's 76, still doing two gigs back to back.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it, you listen to it, I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change.
You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And right to the phones we go here. And who shall we talk to? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Let's say hello to, let's see, is Hollering James, is he awake? Let's find out. Let's go to Hollering James in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Oh, there he is. Yeah, that's it. We have some new listeners. We'd like to welcome you. And this is one of our celebrity callers. His name is Hollering James. He lives in the Twin Cities. He says he is shaped like a bowling ball. And
how many medications does he take a day?
What was it, 30-something a day, right? I think it was.
I think it was in the 30s, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Look it up.
I gotta pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers.
Yeah. Wow. All right, thank you, James.
I'm sure he's dreaming of another Vikings win.
Yeah. Oh, he's excited. Vikings are hot. Yeah. All right. Let's say hello now to a legend. She's got her star chart out. She's in Berkeley in the Bay Area. Andrea, to give us the inside skinny. I think this will be relating to Aaron Rodgers, if I'm not mistaken. Hello, Andrea.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
The sports sorceress. Giving us the inside skinny.
Yes. That was quite a game. I mean, the last few seconds, the 49ers, to answer your question, they lost it.
Yes, they did. Tackle. You could have tackled somebody, Andrea. I put you in safety. You would have made a play for the Niners.
I might have at that point. I just might have. And you know what's really interesting? I was getting Aaron Rodgers' birth data. And there was two articles about how he met Shailene Woodley and through their mutual astrologer. Did you know that?
Wait, hold on a second. Let me call timeout. So wait, say that again here. Talk slowly now. Let me soak this in here. So Aaron Rodgers, romance right. Through the stars?
Right. They have the same astrologer. Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers have the same astrologer who introduced them because she thought they'd be compatible, and
no.
They are.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I tweeted the article then.
No, I didn't. I must have missed that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'll tweet it out again.
All right.
And he's a Sagittarius with Venus in Libra. She's a Scorpio with Venus in Libra. He has Moon in Scorpio. She's a Scorpio. I mean, this is written in the stars, so I just
Hold on a second. Now, Andrea, this is a side hustle for you. Not only can you do the star charts, you can be a matchmaker.
Well, you know what's interesting, Ben? Before the sports astrology niche, one of my niches, which it still is to some extent, is relationship astrology and compatibility. I didn't go as far as, you know, actual matchmaking, but
I think you should go all in. I think you should go next level for a nominal consulting fee.
That's funny.
For a nominal consulting fee, you will pull your star charts out and you will connect. You will connect people cosmically.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because they have really great compatibility, and he has Mars in Libra, and Mars is in Libra now. He was having a Mars return once every 2 years. So talk about the right time at the right place at the last few seconds. So that was his timing. Jimmy G's a Scorpio, November 2nd, 91. He has Uranus opposing his Mars. Expect the unexpected. Mars is a crucial planet for an athlete, so that's kind of some, you know, ups and downs there. But Mercury is retrograde, before I forget to tell the Malam Militia, September 26th to October 18th Yeah, sorry, my battery needs to charge. I've been calling all the shows about the 49ers.
No, we like to think you only call our show. We like we like to think you're exclusively on our show. But I hear you. All right.
Before I forget, Ben, the A's swept the Astros.
Yeah, good job, good job by the Athletics.
Yes.
Anytime the Astros lose, that's a good day.
Yes, I
that
thought
is a
of
good
you.
Day. Yeah, well, thank you. I did see your tweets, so I do appreciate it. All right, thank you, Andrea.
Thanks, Ben.
All right.
Take
She's
good care.
Star chart, she's got all that, and matchmaker. Romance in the air. In the air, everywhere. All right, it's Ben Maller Show on Fox. Maller to the third degree is next. Here is the Insta trivia. By the way, some Raider fans, I've been getting some email here from guys that we have to, even though Roberto's not here, we still have to play the Raiders song that we play when they win. So next hour, I don't know if Chris can even find that, the autumn win that I did. I think I have that
somewhere around here.
All right, we'll save it for next hour. Here's the Insta trivia. With two receiving touchdowns, Bengals, Jamar Chase became the youngest player and first 21-year-old in NFL history to have 4+ receiving touchdowns in his team's first 3 games of a season. Blank was the previous youngest with 3 receiving touchdowns in his first 3 games. Again, Jamar Chase of Cincinnati becoming the youngest player and first 21-year-old in NFL history to have 4+ receiving touchdowns in his team's first 3 games of a season. Blank was the previous youngest with 3 receiving touchdowns in his first 3 games. Fill in the blank. That is the Insta trivia, the answer. And Maller to the third degree. Next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Most are unable to lend an ear to the Ben Maller Show all night long, but with podcasting, you can get caught up on unique show moments that you might have missed. The Ben Maller Show podcast is available on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts. It's a piece of cake and upsets the corporate guys. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And here is the Insta trivia. So with 2 receiving touchdowns, Bengals wideout Jamar Chase becoming the youngest player and first 21-year-old in NFL history to have 4+ receiving touchdowns in his team's first 3 games of a season. Blank was the previous youngest with 3 receiving touchdowns in his team's first 3 games. That is the question, what is the answer? This portion of the Ben Maller Show is made possible by Discover. We believe a better tomorrow is possible for everyone. Discover something brighter. And Jacobson says, fire Pete Carroll is the correct answer. Who else do we have here? Vladimir Putin from the Russian Kid. Ernest Givens tossed out by Finns fan. Page down, page down. Don Maynard from Hobby Bobby. Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, got it right. So did Shoeman. He got it right as well. Jerry Rice, guessed by Josh. That's his answer. Page down. Matt Lauer from the P-Guy, whatever his name is. Who else do you have? Lou Brock from Rob in Minnesota. Alexander Wright, Raider legend from 00 Mexican. Harlan Sanders, better known as the Colonel, from David in Seattle, who knows where all the good restaurants are. Malibu Rubin says the much maligned J.J. Stokes is the answer. Who else? Chris Henry from Justin in Cincinnati. Alf the Alien Opiner says vanity plates is the way to go. Bernie Sanders from Mr. Nice Guy. Joe West, Country Joe West. He's now retiring. This is his last couple of games as a big league umpire. Joe West going to fade off into the sunset after all these years of providing great sports talk radio with blown call after blown call. Do you have an answer, Eddie, please?
Yeah, I'm going to go with former Cleveland Browns legend, Lawyer Tillman.
Lawyer Tillman. I was more of a Lawyer Malloy fan than a Lawyer Tillman, but I hear you. All right, the correct answer, Randy Moss, the Hall of Famer, Randy Moss. Woo!
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree.
Yep.
This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
And here we go. The Coop Dalu.
Ben, over the weekend, Clippers team president Lawrence Frank admitted that the team doesn't have a timetable for Kawhi's return from ACL surgery. He also refused to answer if they expect him to play at all next season.
Yeah.
Ben, should the Clippers just be prepared to tank for the lottery?
No! That's a terrible question. That's a leading question. First of all, the Clippers don't tank. It's not in their DNA. All right? They have avoided the lottery for years. The other team in LA that loves dumplings, they've been in the lottery a lot more often recently than the Clippers. The reason Lawrence Frank didn't answer that question is simple. Because Kawhi Leonard is meticulous with his rehab, and he hates when people put an artificial timeline out there and not him. And secondly, your question, your very premise is illogical. Why would the Clippers try to tank for a lottery pick when they don't even have a first-round pick? Oklahoma City has their pick as compensation for the Paul George trade. So that is a bad job by you. That is a demerit for you. All right, next.
Nothing.
Giannis Antetokounmpo said in an interview on Friday that he's not the best player in the NBA. LeBron James is. He didn't even put himself in the top tier listing. He listed KD, LeBron, Kawhi, Luka, Steph, and AD all above him. Ben, which of the players that he listed would you actually rank above the Greek Freak?
Well, listen, Greek Freak is a humble guy from humble origins, but let's keep it real. Based on the NBA playoff run, only Kevin Durant and Kawhi Leonard are ahead of Giannis, because Kawhi would have beaten Giannis in a head-to-head matchup had he not gotten hurt. The other guys are too old or merely empty stat stuffing guys. And I love what Giannis said. You left this out, but he said he didn't want to be buddy-buddy with other stars around the NBA because he implied he's not a product of the AAU system, so he's not interested in fraternizing with players. He said Luka Doncic is the same way. It's great, because that same weekend the quote came out, you had LeBron hanging out with Draymond Green there side by side. And it was funny because Phil Jackson, he was a front office guy for the Knicks, he only wanted European players because they weren't from the AAU system. And people ripped him for that, and Giannis backed him up on it. All right, next.
Arch Manning finalized his fall recruiting tour over the weekend. He's already visited Georgia, plans to stop at Alabama, Texas, Ole Miss, and Clemson. Ben, if you had to put money on where Arch Manning will end up, where would you put your money?
All right, so if I'm advising Arch Manning, he already knows the basics. He's learned the fundamentals from his uncles and his daddy. This is the family business. So he doesn't need to learn technique, per se. He needs to continue to refine it, but there's endless possibilities. I would pick Alabama to play for the gold standard, Nick Saban, biggest name around. Now, if not the Crimson Tide, the other avenue here is to go to Texas, the Longhorns. He would not be following the lineage of the Manning family to Ole Miss. Go to Texas, turn them into the superpower that they think they are every year, but they're not. Don't mention Arch Manning's name too much, because Angry Bill will get excited. All right, there it is. Maller to the third degree, Koopa Loop. How did we do?
Ben, you fail. You fail so fail. Bad.
You
twice
fail.
Over.
Your question sucks. No. You asked a question when the Clippers don't even have a lottery pick. What kind of question is that? That's a terrible question. Horrible. Horrific.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.